Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Memiliki pemahaman dan kemampuan dalam berbahasa Inggris dapat membantu Anda menjalani kehidupan di Australia dengan lebih baik. Dalam setiap episodenya, program ini akan menjelaskan tentang istilah atau ungkapan yang dipakai di Australia. Anda akan dapat meningkatkan keterampilan bahasa Inggris dan belajar lebih banyak tentang Australia dengan cara yang menyenangkan. Anda siap?
Learning English helps me to talk about scams.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi everyone, I'm Gloria. Nice to meet you all. The other day, I received a message from the Australian Taxation Office about my tax return process. It had a link included asking me to click on it and re-enter some of my personal details. It looked real. But then I remembered that the taxation office had sent out information warning people to be aware of scam messages and saying that they would never send messages or emails with a link asking anyone to access online services or enter personal details. A scam is a type of robbery in which people pretend to be someone they are not to trick people into giving them money or information that they need to use to take their money. So, I thought that the message I got looked a bit sus. Sus is an informal way of saying suspicious. That is, not quite right. The online world is a bit scary these days. I nearly clicked on the link they provided, and I am normally quite a suspicious person. But it's getting hard not to be taken in by scams when they are getting harder and harder to identify. To be taken in means to believe something is true when it is not. You can be taken in by something, like a scam, if you believe in it. And you can be taken in by a person if you think that they're very nice and then discover that they are not. Are you easily taken in by scams? Well, I hope not. But unfortunately, falling prey to scams is something that can happen to many people. Falling prey to means to be deceived or be tricked by someone. Prey is an animal that is hunted and killed by another for food. So, in this context, the scammer is the hunter and the victim, the poor innocent person receiving the email, is the prey. Let's hear how Alan and Claire respond to an unusual text message. Do you think either of them will fall prey to a scam?
I've been getting a lot of scam texts lately, usually telling me about unusual activity detected in my bank account.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Don't click on any suspicious links, will you? I fell for one once. I got a phishing email that looked really genuine.
No worries. I always verify the sender before responding. What happened to you?
It was close. I almost got tricked into giving the scammers my bank details. But I realised in time and reported them to the authorities.
Good on you. We have to watch out. It's so easy to get scammed these days.
It's true. I agree with Claire. It is a scary world out there. So, Alan nearly got caught out. That is, taken in. But let's go from the beginning. First, Claire said,
I've been getting a lot of scam texts lately, usually telling me about unusual activity detected in my bank account.
Claire said that she's been getting a lot of scam texts lately. Scam texts are fake messages sent to you often trying to steal your money or personal information. She also said that these scam texts are
usually telling me about unusual activity detected in my bank account.
If there is an unusual activity detected in your bank account, there is something strange or unexpected happening to your account. Do you remember the advice Alan gave Claire? He said,
don't click on any suspicious links.
A suspicious link is a web address or a clickable part of a message that looks unsafe or untrustworthy. Scammers use these links to try to steal your personal information or money. Alan also said,
I fell for one once. I got a phishing email that looked really genuine.
Now, what did Alan mean when he said he fell for one once? Fell for is the past tense of fall for. If you fall for something, it means that you have been tricked into believing something that is not true. In this context, it is the scam that Alan almost fell for. There is also a rather different meaning because English is so tricky. If you say that you fell for someone, this means that you fell in love with them. Well, honestly, between being tricked and in love, what's the difference, really? Fortunately, in this case, Alan definitely did not fall for the scam or for the scammer. The scam in this case was a phishing mail, which is an email sent by scammers in order to trick you into providing personal information that they can then steal and use, like financial information, passwords, or identification. They often look like a real company or organization that you can usually trust, like banks or government services. But let's go back to Claire. She did something very important.
I always verify the sender before responding.
Verify means to check that something exists and is true. So in this case, it's about finding out whether it is true if the sender is who they claim to be. Well, she needs to watch out for herself. It is so easy to get scammed these days. We use the phrase watch out when we want to warn people to be careful.
I almost got tricked into giving the scammers my bank details, but I realized in time and reported them to the authorities.
Authorities is the plural form of authority, and it means the people who have some power. In this case, the authorities mean the bank that Claire is with, because they have the power to do something about the email. Now that we have had a look at some words and phrases we can use to talk about scamming, let's listen to the dialogue again. Practice makes perfect, am I right? Well, we don't have to be perfect, but we can always try.
I've been getting a lot of scam texts lately, usually telling me about unusual activity detected in my bank account.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Don't click on any suspicious links, will you? I fell for one once. I got a phishing email that looked really genuine.
No worries. I always verify the sender before responding. What happened to you?
It was close. I almost got tricked into giving the scammers my bank details. But I realized in time and reported them to the authorities.
Good on you. We have to watch out. It's so easy to get scammed these days.
The guest I'm interviewing today knows a thing or two about scams, as she's been scammed twice. And now let's welcome my lovely colleague, Alana, from SBS Portuguese team. Hi, Alana.
Hello, Gloria. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for agreeing to share your story with our audience. So can you tell us more about yourself? Like, how long have you been in Australia for?
So my name is Alana Ferreira. Yes, I'm from the SBS Portuguese team and I'm from Brazil. So, and I am a journalist here at SBS, but I came to Australia in 2022 to do the master's at Monash, and I also have advertising as a degree and journalism from there as well.
Wow, an all-rounder. Impressive. So today, can you tell us about the scams that you've experienced? Like, what happened? Was it an email or like a message?
So this is very interesting because, like, as I said, I'm from Brazil, and Brazil is known as being a dangerous country. And I have been scammed in Australia, not in Brazil. I was like, how come? Then this happened through SMS message, because here in Australia it's very common the company send SMS message to you, like saying something that's happening on the system. And I was not aware how it works. And there was like, pretend to be one of the companies that I have the service from. And then I click it and nothing happened. But then later, when I was checking my bank account, I started to see that it was some debits over there, that it was not me. I was like, I didn't use that. What was that? And then I started to check. The first time was like around $34 every month. And then when I was checking, it was like about 3 months every month, the same amount. And the second time was like between Saturday to Sunday morning, like 2 a.m., 6 debits of $12. One after another. I was like, I'm sleeping. How did I do this? I didn't do this. So yeah, this is what happened.
I'm so sorry you have to experience that. And thank you for trusting me enough to share the story. Well, how did you handle the situation at last?
Yeah, I think the first thing is like, I'm a very financial person. So I'm always checking my bank account to see where is my money going. And then because I'm used to do this, I was checking it. I was like, wait, no, I didn't do it. I didn't buy this, or I didn't take this transportation. And then I called the bank and I point all the transactions that was not mine. And they confirmed that it actually was a scam. I had to generate a protocol, and then later they actually found me. So end up okay. But you have to be watching your bank account to see that.
Yeah, I guess now we have to learn a thing or two about checking the bank account.
Exactly. Be aware about your finance.
So can you help us learn some phrases that we practice in this episode?
Let's do it.
Now is time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If someone said sus, what does it mean?
Sus is an informal way of saying suspicious.
How about fall for something? Remember, it's not someone.
So fall for something means to be tricked into thinking something is true when in fact it isn't.
Thank you, Alana. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you, and see you next time.
Now, let's repeat after Alan and Claire.
Don't click on any suspicious links.
I fell for one once. I got a phishing email that looked really genuine.
I always verify the sender before responding.
It was close. I almost got tricked into giving the scammers my bank details.
If you want to practice the phrases from today, you can check them out at sbs.com.au/learnenglish. Also, feel free to find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Gloria. Thank you for learning English with me.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.